Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, come and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point fingers not acting, just complain. Started in fight, just to strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a status. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a status. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a status. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a status. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines, but I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Oh, well, we want to welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. We hope that you are able to buckle your seatbelts where you are and sit back and enjoy the ride. We got one for the road here tonight, and we love you so much, Black Power Radio. We are live in Washington, D.C., and we just want to drop it like it's hot. Let my man Marvin Gaye kick it.
Don't go and say things about my father. God is my friend. He made this world for us to live. He gave us everything.
My, don't you dare deny him. We're coming live here on Black Power Radio, and we're going to just drop a few tunes out there as we get ready for this episode of Black Power Radio. Are we the people.gov ready for self-government? We want you to call your friends and dial in tonight. The hot number on board is 515-605-9889. Come on, Black Tourists, and talk Black at 515-605. And what's the last part of that number right there? Oh, my. Do I miss you? 515-605-9889. You can call and talk Black Stuff tonight. Black Power Radio.
Thank you. push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Okay, we got the groove. We're on the move right here live on Black Power Radio. Again, we want to welcome you. We're right here in Washington, D.C., and we're going to talk about arewethepeople.gov. Are we ready for self-government? Are we willing to do, are we willing to sacrifice every means necessary to make self-government happen? Are we ready, willing, and able to institutionalize our own government? Are we willing to step away from the opposition and leave Mr. White and them alone and do what we got to do for ourselves? It's more or less the pertinent cross-examination question that I think we all must answer this hour, being the Black Panther love is the best love and the greatest love of all times. And we're sharing that love and offering our We the People right up front an opportunity to go free. Several, this guy out here, as I talked to my brother Tyree about it, Jesse James, Wooden Tooth Jesse James Clyburn, had an opportunity to put the hate crime in effect with Anthony Hill. Now here we're coming back again. Another hate crime has taken place with Keisha Tate in Gaffney, South Carolina. Here it is again, right in the backyard, or it might be the front yard, of Jesse James Clyburn. He is the Congressional Black Caucus representative, and we hosted the Congressional Black Caucus over the weekend right here in, well, some want to call it Bannockertown, Bannockerville, but they want to say it's Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. But it does not fit the description, according to Vladimir Putin and others that are on, a bird watch or getting a bird's eye view of what they see in Washington. They don't see it as the capital city, the great nation that we claim America is. Others have different opinions about America when they see them backsliding and backriding and not living up to a great potential. And then do injustice to we the people and still want to maintain a name or title. They want to wear that title. I don't know about you, but I'm not going for it at this hour. And I'm saying Black Power, a strong Black military, and by any means necessary. Come on live with us, Brother Tyree, and talk Black to us about what's going on, what is happening in Gaffney, South Carolina, Spartanburg, South Carolina, and what we're about to do about it. Come on, you can talk Black to us tonight. We're right here at 515-605-9889 as we go directly to our phone line for our beloved brother Tyree and Gaffney. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power to all Black nations and a strong Black military, the Black Caucus. And how are you this evening, brother Ty?
Black Power, how y'all doing out there? It's a beautiful day.
Black Power, we're doing absolutely fantabulous. We're doing fantastic here in D.C. and fabulous in the suburbs of the DMV, Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia. And we're trying to incorporate North and South Carolina. Tell us how we're going to do this tonight, Black Power.
Hey, we thepeople.gov and the concerned citizens of Gaffney, South Carolina, and the upstate of South Carolina, we're going to go into the city council tomorrow. We're going to occupy that whole thing. We're going to ask for a few things. We're going to hit them at some different angles. And hopefully we can build an educational center to educate our youth so that the cycle that we're in right now, that repetitive cycle, we can break it. And from my point of view, we're going to break it from education. But yeah, we got some Uncle Toms in there, possibly. I mean, I haven't been up there yet. It'll be my first time going tomorrow, but we got to get in there and learn the language and put our demands on the table and let them know we're serious. And so that's what we're going to do right there. I'm going to pray before I go, you know, and we're going to occupy like they occupied Korea or Iraq, you know what I mean? We gonna be in there all around, so we're going to do a trade like that. Sir.
Yes, sir, Brother Tyree. And in us showing up in the numbers in the polls of the city council in Gaffney, this will demonstrate an aspect of self-determination, and then by placing our demands on the table and holding the line, this will demonstrate exactly how strong we are and how self-determined we are to put something in place for Sister Keisha's sake. Now, if you can mute out when you're not speaking, you got to mute out because the noise will come into the radio system. We got to hit the word mute when you're not speaking. You got that, Brother Tyree? See, there with us. Okay. He's on mute now.
Yeah.
And so we, the people, have been divinely missioned by the Almighty God of all of the worlds to go to the rescue of the citizens in Gaffney, South Carolina, and the citizens throughout the state of South Carolina, as well the family of Keisha Tate, the Montgomery family is connected, the Posey family is connected, the Shippey family is connected, and there are many other families that are genuinely concerned about what has taken place with our beloved sister Keisha Tate. Was murdered in broad daylight. It was a cold-blooded, calculated, and premeditated murder that took place right before her children. And this is it's not a small thing with me. I'm seeking to see what will we have to do to get the citizens up in arms, and meaning I don't know if you get them armed by any means necessary, but up in arms, meaning that they are ready to take action against this form of tyrannical behavior. It's bigotry and a form of racism, a form of cold-blooded, calculated white racism against black citizens. When you're shooting down our women in public who are doing no more than any normal person would prepare a meal for your family, and you can't rest in bed in America without somebody. This is our black woman now. Can't rest in Louisville, Kentucky in bed while black. You can't rest in South Carolina in a prayer meeting while black. Shot the men, women, and children in a copycat murder and another situation in Buffalo. Very similar circumstances, but nevertheless, we are the ones ending up in these body bags behind these massacres, and the imps of the shaitan, the imps of the devil, are moving on us to kill us. And we cannot, we shall not be moved. We shall not allow them to do this and allow them off the goddamn hook. This is what I'm trying to explain, that you're not off the hook because you did a little something to us. And you ran down the highway, or you ran behind the tree and hid up under the black rock at midnight, and all of these little dirty, dastardly deeds that they've been able to shit it and did it, and now they done got away with it. They think they got away, but the divine order is in the midst. Divine intervention is in the midst, and the Black Panther Party is on their ass at this hour. Black power, black power, with a strong black military. Black power, yes, sir. Go right ahead, Brother Tyree, and we're going to take this on to where it needs to go tonight. Black power.
I got Queen Lachey on the line with us.
If
anybody know anything about needing black education for our young, I think she got the black point of view, the female's point of view, from the southeastern region, from this region right here. She going to let us know her point of view.
Well, yes, sir. Because one of the items, I think, in the demands of WeThePeople.gov, we've asked for a memorial for our sister, I think, and I strongly believe that we'll be delivered a scholarship fund, a community center in the name of, and a street name in the name of, and the list goes on. And we just want to welcome you, beloved, to Black Power Radio, and we're happy to have you on our airways tonight. Welcome, and please state your name and where you're located and about yourself and talk a little bit about Gaffney. Welcome to Black Power Radio.
Queen Lachey, you there?
That said, we await her, whatever it has to do to get her back to the mic. Maybe a technical difficulty on one of our parts or the connection is not being made. Many times they have touched mute. This is frequently. It happens that people will press mute when they think they're pressing to come on air or something, and they'll press mute by accident, and sometimes it's delayed. So do what you can to get her on board. But the education is a part that Sister Keisha Tate was concerned with, the education, and we are starting a memorial fund for her, and we are, again, attempting to get a scholarship fund that will allow our black children to attend the HBU or the college of their choice. As we put this in place, we're seeking to get from this city council, from this mayor, in this township where this incident took place. And I don't know how closer to home we can get, but we're definitely wide open for it at this hour for Black Power. And Brother Tyree would like you to reach out and do what you can to get Sister Lachey back to the mic. And let me know when you've done so. But in the interim, we are definitely pushing for Black Power, pushing for black.gov, and we are moving on it in a way that's skillful and effective. And I know the opposition turned green. I know that they play a hate when they see us drive by. That's because they play a hate. Ah, they mad as fuck. I think I know why. Because you a window shopper. They see us picking up on things and doing things on the level of the 50, and they just get the player hating and all of that. Envious and jealousies that set in on them, the people. But nevertheless, the revolution continues. With or without us, and with or without them, the revolution continues. As they say in Hollywood, the show must go on. Sometimes they say it in New York. Some call it New York. Nevertheless, this is what we do right here at Black Power Radio on every Sunday. And every Monday, we come live with Black Power Radio. And we got motivation for the black nation and all of the people that are within the sound of our voices. And we're raising it here at Black Power Radio in a way that has never been raised before. So we're just happy that you have joined us tonight here on Black Power Radio. And I'm just waiting to see if Brother Tyree has got Sister Lachey back. How are we looking, Brother Tyree?
Yeah, some kind of difficulty going on. You know how they go. But we need that. We need that point of view from the black woman, you know, as far as what's going on in the upstate of South Carolina, Spartanburg, Greenville, Cherokee County, because, you know, the women, they're the ones that most of the time have the kids with them and take them to school and get a call from the school or, you know, just whatever, anything dealing with the school. Our black women, they really involved right now, man. They big hands up. You know what I'm saying? You can't go without giving applause to the black woman because they're always there from breakfast time till dinner time till bedtime. You know what I mean? They there when us, the black man, is absent. You know what I'm saying? So I do apologize on behalf of all black men for whatever we went through, whether it was the opposition who locked us up or we was just lost, hadn't found ourselves or whatever. We was lost and not there for whatever reason, but the black woman ain't never been absent. You know what I'm saying? So we like I said, we need that point of view about what we can do to change things. I think one of the things we can do, though, is the same way we occupy the city council meetings, just go to the PTA meetings and the school functions, you know what I'm saying, and talk to the teachers, the principals, acquaint ourselves with the school staff and, you know, just start a dialogue and keep it going. Even when there's something good going on, bad going on, when there ain't nothing going on, just pop up and see what the curriculum is, what they're teaching the kids, how things are going, just being involved. That way we'll know if they're educating our kids but really doing it in a slack kind of a way, or they're teaching them something that, you know, that might not be the truth. You see what I'm saying? As long as we're involved and we're showing we care and we're popping up, then, you know, they're going to know they're under the microscope and they're going to do things more right. If you don't care and you don't show up and you don't show any concern, then you know how it's going to go. They're going to whitewash our kids or just, you know, ignore them, not educate them the right way, lack of education, not, you know, distributing the resources in the right kind of way, the good textbooks, the computers. You know, we got to stay involved and keep our eye on everything at all times. We can't slip in no kind of way. People done died so we could go to school, so we could go to school together, have equal education, live in any neighborhood we want to live in, ride the school bus. You know, I talk to people that ain't that much older than me. They say they had to walk to school. A lot of people around here, they went to all black schools. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people done died and suffered for us to be able to have the same rights and opportunities. So don't go to sleep on it, because it wasn't during our time period, but you got to realize it wasn't really that long ago. So we can't let things slip back and go backwards, because right now they're probably trying to rewrite the county lines as far as the jurisdictions, you know what I mean, the school districts, so that they can place some people that's minority over at another school that's less, let's just say, has less academic achievements, you know what I mean? So we just got to keep our eye out and watch everything that's going on. You know, we don't want everybody pressed into a small area that has a lack of resources. You know what I mean? We want everything evenly distributed. We want to have a fair chance out here. But just keeping an eye out on things of that nature right there.
Yes, sir. That's so very true. Yes, sir, I'm listening.
Yeah, I hadn't really dealt with the school system like that except when I was in school. But, you know, I hear the stories. I talk to some of the young females that some of the stuff is going about, some of the stuff that's going on, and I don't like what's going on. So, you know, as of right now, moving forward, I'm going to start being involved. I got to figure out how I can get involved, even though I might not have kids going to particular schools or whatever. But I still want to know what's going on, you know, what the curriculum is, about some of the activities and programs, and just, you know, meeting the teachers, you know. They're human beings, too. They eat out at restaurants. They go to grocery stores, so I can bump into them. You know what I'm saying? And see what's going on, if something's going on, or somebody's not being treated right, or something's going on unfairly. I want to see these people. They're part of the community, part of the trusted community. They got an oath, a sworn oath, to do what they're supposed to do. So we're going to hold them accountable. And it ain't nowhere you can go. It ain't nowhere you can hide. Somebody make a mistake, they do something wrong. You know, I think it's wrong how they can go to another school and get a job. Or they can go to another police precinct and get a job or move to another state and everything just be erased, and they can just position themselves to do the same thing again, but bigger, but worse. You know what I mean? That's another thing. We got to stop that from happening. When you got an officer or somebody that's trusted, they got a sworn-in position, a power, a trust, and they make a mistake or they do something wrong, they purposely do something wrong, premeditated or whatever, with malice, and they can't turn around and go somewhere else and get the same job. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of things I want to work on. That's one of the things right there. I see it happen all even around here. There's several officers around here that got fired this summer in my county for CDV. And little small towns around here, they done did things that was unlawful, immoral, and all they got to do is go down the street to another little town 15 miles away. They can get another job as a police officer, as a school teacher. You got to make it to where when they make certain kind of mistakes, then that's over with. It's just like being a truck driver. You get a DUI, you over with. You can't move to New York or move to California and get a job as a truck driver. It's in a computer. It's federal. You fail a drug test, same thing. You can't just move to the next town over and get a job. It needs to be the same way for police officers and school teachers. Anybody else is in office or anything else that don't do their job. Example, police officer called out to the scene of the dude shooting out there. Had they did their job, we wouldn't have a bunch of kids right now without their mother. We wouldn't have a whole community that's suffering and in pain and reliving things of the past that we thought was gone. That's part of the problem. We sit there and think that things are better because ain't nothing happened in a while. Things ain't better. You got to be on it, on top of it. You got to be on top of this every day, every hour, every minute. But if that police officer had to do his job right now, we wouldn't have all this going on right now. Kids that's looking for their mother, crying, asking where their mother at. Kids that don't understand. They think their mama was sleeping in that casket. They think it was some kind of program or something like that. They don't understand. They're never going to see her again. Some of the older ones, they understand, but they don't understand why. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to channel the anger to. You know what I'm saying? And who can really help them? It ain't nothing. Nobody can do to get their mama back. Yep. But what is the officer going to do? Nothing. Ain't nothing going to happen. They'll probably get a promotion, get another star, badge or something. They'll probably hold a dinner to tell them they did a good job, try to divert their attention somewhere else. And then if they decide to fire them, if they decided to fire them and say they did something wrong, that they don't pretend like he didn't do nothing wrong, let's just say they did fire him. He can come to another county and get a job. Like nothing ain't happened. And you got to realize, man, these people, they human beings too. They got kids to go to school. They like to eat. They got to eat. They get mail. You know what I'm saying? They go to the grocery store. They go get haircuts. Just like we do. You know what I'm saying? So we got to find something that works. And I think making a law to where they can't go to another place and get a job is the thing that's going to work, because this is the age of information right here. You can be tracked no matter who you are. You can be tracked. There ain't nowhere you can hide. This is the information age. You can move all the way to Wyoming if you want to, but you shouldn't be able to get a job there. Do the same thing. That was gross negligence right there. Had it been a black person, oh, man, they would have planted some drugs on him, or they would have. I ain't even going to say that right there, planted some drugs on him. That's going a little bit too far on my part. They would have locked him up for at least public disorderly conduct, even if he ain't do nothing wrong, if he got accused. I'm going to tell you myself personally, I've been accused of so much shit. You know what I'm saying? I'd have been accused of robbery for my own car. Strong arm robbery for my own jury. I didn't got accused of breaking into my own house, my own shit. And they can look up and see that it's mine. You know what I'm saying? They can look at my tag and run the tag and know it's my car. You know what I'm saying? I got receipts for all my jury I got. You know what I'm saying? It's just ridiculous. I've been charged for so much stuff that I didn't do. But then you got people out there that's actually doing things, and people are calling the police on these people. And what's happening? Nothing. Nobody's going to jail. Nobody's getting checked up on. Nobody asking questions. Like, let me see your firearm. Is it registered? Is it stolen? Who bought it for you? How'd you get it? Is there a law in this neighborhood that you can't have a firearm? Why are you shooting in a residential area? You got felonies on your background. Do you got pending charges? Why do you have a firearm? Can you have a firearm? Do you got a permit? Can we see that? We got some complaints on you. What do you got to say about that? Nobody did nothing. Nobody checked on nothing. Had they checked on what they were supposed to check on, they would have seen that this motherfucker wasn't supposed to have no gun in the beginning. But like I say, everybody can do their part.
Absolutely right, my brother.
Keep your eye out, you know what I'm saying? Just share information. Keep your eye out in the public. You know, we got people popping up, parking in church parking lots, and weird motherfuckers walking around and stores and stuff like that. You see something, don't feel like you a snitch, report it. Report it. Or do something. Do whatever you can. Because they're going to act again. It could be your church this time. It could be my church this time that they walk into. Treat them like they treat us. Oh, we got a suspicious individual right here. Why are you here? Can we search you? Who invited you here? Why are you here? You know, we letting in strangers into our church. They welcome the stranger into the church. Hey, come on in. Here, they came up there several Sundays. Not just that day. He got comfortable. He came up there. They treated him good. Can we go into their place of business or their church or whatever like that? Now, every time I walk into a store, somebody think I'm about to steal something. Most people, I make more than them. The average person around here where I'm at, I make more than them. Store clerks, I make more than them. Some of the store owners probably make more than them. But they're going to follow me down the aisle. Hey, can I help you? They're going to follow me in. Try to see if I'm about to steal something, if I'm going to rob the place. They're ready to hit the button or pull their gun out. We got to treat them the same way. Start questioning these people. Hold people accountable. If somebody got something to say about that, they want to try to backlash on you, hey, give me a call. Give my constituents a call. We'll take care of it for you. We all a team. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to stick together. And we're going to make things better, whatever we got to do. You know, some people be like, man, I couldn't live back in the slave days. I couldn't live back in the day. You living in those times now. If I was a slave, man, I would have just sat there and did nothing. We slaves today, modern day slaves, and we sitting here doing nothing. Yeah, man, if I was back in the day, man, shit, I wouldn't have worked in that field. I would have took the hoe or the shovel and went outside that slave keeper's head. Okay, do it today in your own way that you got to do it. Because we being pushed around today in a modern way. So don't let them do it. Realize you're living in them times right now. Do something. Some of us going to have to die for this shit. You know what I'm saying? But then the people that died in the past and the people that's dying now, we got to make sure it don't go as a lost cause. People that lost their lives for us to go to school. Man, our kids now. I see kids playing around on the school bus, talking about each other because the next one ain't got on nice shoes. Well, everybody ain't fortunate. You know what I'm saying? You got some kid sitting right there. He ain't really got a whole bunch of lunch or extra snack or something like that. And you got other kids, they throwing their snack around. They wasting it. We got to teach our kids better. And that's in the big cities, the same thing. The same thing that going down here in the small towns, they going in the big cities. They going in the areas where there's more education at. I've been through all kind of towns, and I see the same things. People putting high value on clothes and shoes and low value on education and the basics, teaching our children at home. It's not the school system's job to teach our kids or discipline our kids. We got to teach the basics at home that you're supposed to be at school to do one thing, get an education. And a place to play. You got a time and a place to do everything. Play at recess. Then when you get in the classroom, it's time to be serious. Now, kids on their cell phones and playing around and I don't understand it. Can somebody explain that to me? Kids talking back to their mama and the parents doing things they shouldn't be doing in front of the kids and thinking it's funny and cute. when the kids do stuff that when they're trying to mimic grown-ups, when they cuss and they got their pants hanging off their ass, or they smoking or choking guns and they doing different kind of things, and the parents, they laughing and supporting them until something happened to one of their kids, then they the one that's crying out. It ain't funny no more then. It ain't funny when your kid got diabetes or they overweight, but we eating out instead of cooking vegetables and home-cooked meals. We eating out and just falling into the way of the big traps that's set through the media. The food that they make affordable, we taking it into our bodies. Everything that's on Facebook, on radio, on TV, we taking it in. And we being silly as hell, not worried about educating ourselves, forgetting about what happened 50 years ago. 50 years ain't that long ago. People couldn't even go to school, couldn't go to school with white people. We got the old textbooks that were 10 years old, 10 years out of date. They got the new stuff. You know what I'm saying? This just happened recently. You know what I mean? 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, and people playing around. They think it's all good. It ain't all good. Everybody got to do their part. No matter what town you live in, what city you live in, it's something you can do. Even if you think it's something small, it ain't going to matter. Do something. Black power. Black power.
Power and a strong black military to block that call. And there's always something you can do. And be for sure, we can all do just a little more. But you have to put your heart in your revolution. And see, none of us are free. The Honorable Dr. Frederick Douglass is telling us, none of us is free. Until all of us get free, not one of us is free. Too many of us are dominated by far too many weird forms of enslavement. A very peculiar brand of enslavement was on sale in the Kool-Aid pack. And we bought into it because it was 39 cents a pack. It was easy to go in the wrong direction, but it's so hard for us to be led into the right direction. And this is a horrible report to give the captain, but nevertheless, Brother Tyree, this is a true story. It's more like a nightmare, but yet, nevertheless, it is a true story. I think we've been joined by a few. I hope they're ready for to rock the mics tonight. We got us a 423 out there and a 301 that just joined in, and both of them are live commentators here on Black Power Radio. Want to welcome you at 323-449. You're actually live right here on Black Power Radio. And we're talking about arewethepeople.gov ready for self-government. And you can talk black to us from the 323 area code. Looks like Los Angeles. Talk black.
All right. Power to the people.
Oh, power to the people. But if it's a doctor. Critical Truth Bay. Welcome to Black Power. Knew exactly what you. The 323 throws me off sometimes. And I don't want to call. Because remember a couple of weeks ago, you know, I called you out wrongly. You know I did that. So now I got to say 232. Is that you, boo? But power to the people, and welcome to Black Power Radio. You're online with Brother Tyrese coming out of South Carolina, and there are others online. But go right ahead and tell us about what's taking place in your neck of the woods or on your geographical location in Los Angeles, California. Thank you, and welcome to Black Power Radio.
All right. Well, I'm currently working on the Rick Caruso campaign. So if you don't know, Los Angeles has...
Let's see if we can pump the mic a little bit. We've got to get a little more volume from you, if I can get it.
All right.
Ooh, so much better. Ooh. Came up, did she move? But you might have touched mute when you went down on your volume button. A couple other people did it tonight. Let's see. Mm. Dr. Critical Truth Bay, are you there with us? I don't know. She can't
yes,
hear me.
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. You're right there. You sound live and so much better. And you're live right on Black Power Radio tonight. Power to We the People. She's going to go out and come back
in the interim. Now, I'm tempted to pull somebody. Let me see if she returns directly back to the radio. Let us see. If not, we'll go out and see if we can. If in the interim, let me talk to my main man up in Washington. He's between New York, D.C., Carolina. He's everywhere tonight. We got Black Lightning out there, 301. Talk Black to us tonight. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in your neck of the woods there and in your geographical location. And you can actually talk Black here. Talk how you like on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power. And you got that right. We're in the neck of the woods, too. Right up here in Gotham, goddamn city. Anyway, salute to all the comrades. Salute to all the people out there. And don't forget, we got to be revolutionary strong and the mobilization of the masses towards self-determination. And that means that we have to be financially, politically, and consciously aware of the situation of who we are and what they're doing to us. So I would start that just by saying I'm Black Lightning, the revolutionary voice of the people, the National Minister of Defense under Sheikh Imam Akbar. Glad to be here. And we holding it down. It's going to be hitting Gaffney, South Carolina, for this city council meeting and see if we can bring awareness about the lady, Sister Keisha Tate, that got executed by her white neighbor who want to say that he was
not
target
to intervene, but I think the facts are she was murdered. And as well, we're pushing for a hate crime investigation to come out of this as well. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Very well put. That's exactly the point I was trying to make. Glad you made that for me. So, and we want to go all around the nation doing this. And you know, because too many of our people, we don't have nobody to stand up in these halls for us. So it's time to go in the building. It's time to sign in. It's time to be heard, you know? And just like Sister Truth Bates in Los Angeles holding it down for the 66,000, I believe the stat I saw was 66,000 homeless people in the Los Angeles area, people living out of their cars and stuff. You know, and then the government misappropriating the funds and not putting it towards empty buildings and stuff that we could do. So that's a good roadmap to go by, you know. So we can do that all across the nation and just let it fall, you know, like dominoes.
Why don't you do this,
Joe
Dye, allow her
yes,
to
sir.
Explain that aspect. We're going to bring you back to
okay.
the airwaves. I want you to stay with us tonight. And like you say, stay warm.
I'm right here.
Because the crackers is creeping. And don't you dare let the goddamn devil catch you sleeping. And it's got Black Lightning
right.
here. He's our National Minister of Defense again. And we thank you for coming live on our airwaves tonight. And stay there right there with us as we're going to bring us Black to, I believe, Dr. Critical Truth Bay is Black. She's live, got a rap tight with a mic right. And we can get right up here, and we're going to be out of, as you know, you're out of sight. You got one James Brown talking about, you must be super bad, because you got that mic right and your mind right and your rap tight. Talk Black to us, Dr. Critical Truth Bay. We're right here on Black Power Radio. And you can talk
Black. All right,
Black
power
here.
To the people. Can you hear me?
Power to the people. You're loud and clear.
All right. Oh, okay. So hopefully you got no tech issues coming up, but I'm currently at the headquarters for Rick Caruso. They're working on major campaign specifically for
can't really tell, but you may be shaking that mic and we're going to just talk Black to you for a second. As Dr. Critical Truth Bay is, I know, attempting to get Black to us. When you are out in those hills, those rolling hills
of California, you could easily get a bad reception area, and you might have to move a few inches to the right or left. But definitely, once you get locked onto a signal, you cannot move around. So as we lock again with Dr. Critical Root Bay, I want you to press one. That's going to help you. There you go. And we're going to rock us the mic, and we hope that you can keep that mic still tonight as you drop it.
Lord.
Like all right, here we go, y'all. Here we go.
This, I'm going to have to.
Got it. One more game.
I'm going to have to do it like this. Can you hear me, Black family?
Absolutely
yes.
Loud and clear.
Okay.
Is that right?
How about now?
Is that right, Black Lightning? Is she loud and clear or what?
That's right, Black Power. We hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Well, apparently, apparently Supremacy. Apparently Supremacy has an issue with me talking. I keep falling off left and right, but I'm going to try and stick with you today for a bit. But we are currently, as I mentioned before, the headquarters of Rick Caruso. We're working on the Los Angeles mayor campaign here in L.A. And if we're not too familiar with what's happening with L.A. politics, so to speak, Karen Bass, who is a longtime Democratic congresswoman, decided to run for Los Angeles city mayor. And that is a significantly smaller position than what she is now. So with that being said, if she hasn't accomplished what she needs for especially Black Californians on a congressional level, then we kind of don't expect her to do much on a mayoral level. So that's one of the things that we're leaving at the table. Currently, as well, there has been – well, before that, I want to first give a shout-out to our Panthers, our brothers who are going out to Gaffney, South Carolina tomorrow, to the South Carolina City Council meeting. I believe it will be 6 p.m. And I really do applaud you guys for going down there, hoping that you can – oh, one of our Cubs, Nene, come here. I want you to say hi. So we got one of our Panther Cubs that's walking by. I just thought I'd drag her. But you guys say hello. We're
hi, hi, hi.
Radio. Say power to the people.
Power to the people. Can you hear me?
I hope so.
I know that's not just the Tanisha.
Black power.
All right.
Yes.
Hey, Queen Janae.
Black power. Black power is going to have with Brother Tyree, Black Lightning, Dr. Critical Truth Bay, and many others. Go ahead. And talk black to
all right, all right. So,
on Black Power Radio.
Right on, right on. So, Nay, can you tell us a little bit about the outreach you've been doing for the homeless here in LA quickly before we send you back to your position?
Okay, yeah. So, I've been talking to a lot of the people that are out in the streets in any tent. They do need a lot of, they need resources and people that actually care and want to do the work with them. There's been a lot of people that have felt they felt abandoned, and they really, a lot of them don't really trust many people that go and reach out to them because it's been the same story over and over again. People offering the help, and there's really no help that's actually given. But it's
the law for $150 million
yeah.
investigation. So. We'll
yeah, it's
that.
A lot.
All right, so go back to your position.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, baby. So these are baby cubs. So they're the ones that are in training. So I just wanted her to say hello to the people while they're doing their work. We must train our young people, yeah, to be out there. So in continuance, I wanted to also, like I said, give a shout-out to the brothers, Brother Tyrell as well. Charles, and those who are going to city council meeting Monday, October 3rd, in honor of our beautiful sister, Keisha Tate, who unfortunately lost her life to, plain as day, white supremacists that felt entitled. And hopefully this will be the first of many, many points to make, movements that you can't take our life without repercussions of any kind. So I do pray for your guys' protection, and
well-being down there while you make a statement on behalf of our black family and especially for the children of Miss Tate as well. Shout out to them. In short, here, lastly, I would like to wrap up. We have an investigation that we have started here concerning housing and urban development. And as of September 25th, with the LA Times, they have helped us conduct and completed a 60-day investigation. And what this included was the money that Housing and Urban Development has sent to LA specifically to house the homeless have been not only squandered but been sent back, meaning LA agencies that received this federal funding, instead of helping the black families and helping build, helping the community, they decided to send $150 million back to D.C. So that tells us that they rather return the money then give it to what it's actually needed for. So we need to remove everybody from housing and urban development, starting with Marsha Fudge. Marsha Fudge, this is a clear message to you, and I hope your people are listening. We don't play any games when it comes to advocacy. And persons of African descent, especially if you're born on this soil, the equity that we've been asking for our ancestors have been fighting for, that died and bled so we can have civil, equal, whatever rights that you want to call human rights, from Malcolm X to Marcus Garvey to Huey P. Newton to Khalid Muhammad, Martin Luther King, just a few notables of our ancestors who fought the good fight to the end to bring freedom or remote freedom of any kind to the people. For us to find that millions of dollars have been sent back rather than helping black Americans, HUD has to be dismantled altogether. So I'm urging you, every brother or sister in every state, because HUD is a national federal government. It is responsible for low-income housing. It is responsible for homeless funding. Anything that has to do with housing, that's what HUD is responsible for. But how dare they? And we had to do this here in California, so I'm urging every state, if you are unaware of the monies that are going to your state or your city, low-income housing, everybody has family members that either are in Section 8 or low-income housing. This is something you must pay attention to, because what we had uncovered here in California is mind-blowing. Black family, I'm telling you, this is mind-blowing. And the only way it did it with grassroots, with us, we the people who insisted on finding the answers. And this is what I encourage all of my people to look into. That's why you must be involved in governance some way, somehow. So in essence, on September 25th, LA Times had discovered and confirmed that this money over a period of 6 years that have been sent back to HUD, that they were trying to keep this quiet. And so now this was exposed Sunday night, September 26th, and we were able to utilize this piece of information to now request that Marsha Fudge and all of the HUD agents that work in D.C., that they got to now start answering some questions. Who did the money return back to? And this is where I tell you, black family, this is part of when we say reparations, when people want to know the dollar amount and what is reparations, this is a clear, perfect example of what reparations really is. So we are going to demand in LA, and I'm going to fight tooth and nail to make sure that we have accountability and an answer concerning where this $150 million disappeared to, and return it back to the people, especially to the black Californian families who have, you know, have been cut out of equity since day one. So what I encourage you, I need you guys to please look into the housing authority in your state. who is the homeless service provider in your state. There's usually one or two that's elected by the federal government to represent all of homeless issues in your state. Get to know their name. Find out who they are. And once you do, you're going to find out how much money they are given, how much money they're supposed to spend, how much money they're supposed to give out for homeless resources. This is our job, to make the government that we elect, so-called, in their seats, to do their job. Okay, so this is a breakthrough here in California, and we want and encourage every state to do that. So while we're in South Carolina, find out who the South Carolina Housing Agency is, who is the COC, Continuum of Care Agency, in South Carolina, and start following the money. Because what we want to do is not only bring accountability, but housing. Housing is a human right. That's one of the basic needs. And this governance, they owe us. They owe us big time. So when people say we stop begging and stuff, we're not begging for anything. We're asking for our money back. Because understand, black families, middle class, low income, even high class, we pay taxes too. We pay taxes too. So why do we think that we are going to work for Uncle Sam and then we don't ask the questions of where our money went? No, this is our money just like everybody else's, if not, a matter of fact, more so, because we actually built this country. We built this country for years without payment, right? Chattel slavery wasn't too long ago, black family. We must not forget, chattel slavery was how this country was able to surpass and help others, but didn't do a dime or a lick for our own people. So this is a time right now we gather all together all the information, and I will keep you posted on the update concerning LASA, the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority, and HUD. But right now, Ms. Marsha Fudge, you're not looking really good right now, so we demand some answers. And when I tell you, black family, when it comes down to federal agencies, such as Housing and Urban Development, they are no smarter than we are. A matter of fact, we may be even smarter than these so-called politicians we put in place. They have no clue, some of them. They're disconnected once they get in these seats. So why do we allow them to continue to be comfortable with our tax money and not do a damn thing about it? This is unacceptable, black family, unacceptable. So moving forward, we have about 2-3 more months left in this year. We really got to come together in a different way to make a change and make a dent when it comes to the namesake of reparations and ultimate answers for persons of African descent born on this soil. Right? So with that being said, I want to thank everyone on this line and continue the good fight. And again, I want to send love and prayers and protection to our troops heading out to South Carolina tomorrow for Gaffney City Council at 6 p.m. in honor of our beloved sister Keisha Tate and getting accountability for that situation. Power to the people.
Black power.
Black power.
It's always good to hear your beautiful voice, miss.
All right. Well, thank you, Mom. Thank you. And Sister Janae, hot minute, but I appreciate the work you do as well. Continue the fight that you do, feeding the people on a daily basis. And we still need our sister circle. I know we haven't done it yet, but we do have some great things planned for our upcoming podcast. A lot of materials, but we want to definitely reach out to our black revolutionary sisters who's doing the work. We want to create a weekly platform specifically talking about current events and issues, but really highlighting our woman revolutionaries that haven't been at the table yet. So I want to thank Queen Janae for holding the line and just keeping focused and working together. Blessings.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. you all have done a magnificent job of networking across the nation, across all forms of affiliation, all cultural distinction, all economic lines, and then bringing home a message that is useful for the community. I'm so damn impressed with the work that the sisters, that these black activist sisters are doing on the front line and making a difference, and then not afraid of the opposition, just going in the backside and taking a nice black pit bull bite out of the backside of the opposition and checking them in the midst of their iniquity. And all these failed Congress representatives, she's going in on Maxine Waters. And then from time to time, I've got to go in on old Wooden Tooth James Clyburn, like Dr. Carter used to wear out old Charlie Rangel. We got a new Wooden Tooth guy on the bench, Jesse James Clyburn, giving away all the black votes instead of holding them goddamn black votes for We the People. So all of that's going on. I think I've got our brother Conrad. I don't know if this is Sharif, but it may be 518-518. I hope I got Sharif online at 518, and we're at 224. We live with Sharif at 518-224. You're live on Black Power Radio. Are you there with us? 518-518. You might not know the number that we're talking to, and he might be on mute. You might have muted yourself out when you attempted to speak. So look at your phone and your mouthpiece at 518 going once, 518-518-224. You're live on Black Power Radio. Are you there with us? I was hoping I got it. But press 1 if you're trying to speak, if you're anywhere within the distance of my voice, try pressing 1, and you can get Red Black with us live on Black Power Radio. And we're looking at a couple of numbers out there, and we're just wondering, because Sharif has said something to me in the chat box, and we're trying to see if we can get him live right here, full circle. As we go right back out to Gaffney, South Carolina, we got brother Ty's online, and Ty did is right there in Gaffney where the action is taking place, right there where the murder of our sister in cold blood. And those who say they're talking that yin and yang about us marching and showing up in town and whatnot, but I guarantee you what, they went in on a manslaughter, and when them black activists got busy, oh my, it shot right on up to murder. They were talking about a bond, but it shot right on up to no bond. We found that he had murdered our sister in cold blood, a cold-blooded, calculating, premeditated murder in broad daylight, right in front of her children, who were about to get a meal that she was preparing for them. So you can't even be cooking a meal for your children while being a black woman in America without someone coming to execute you and someone coming to murder you, someone to put you in the middle of a massacre, and you're just taking life easy and home on the range right there at the house. You can't even be black while cooking a meal for your kids. So, Brother Ty, it is right there.
Hey, now we got 9 kids that ain't got a mother. 9 kids. Now, you know, that was a beautiful black woman. Something was good going on, and you can have that many kids and have possession of all your kids and cook meals and take them to school and work with them on the activities and their school projects and all that stuff right there. A lot of people can't take that kind of weight. They took a real one this time. They took a real one, you know. I'm hurting deep down in my soul. Yep. But all this could have been prevented had the person did their job. So I'm going to say it's my fault. I'm going to say it's other people's faults for not overseeing the police more. Make sure they do their jobs, not even the police, not just the police, but like you say, everybody, people at city council, the people that's over the housing authority, the people that's over these different programs are supposed to be doing something. The people that we elect into office, they're supposed to be doing something. They got a job, and they got to be held accountable. School teachers, everybody, we got to do our part too. But right now I got one of my good friends on the line, Queen Lachey. Queen Lachey, you there?
I'm here.
What's up? How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm Queen Lachey. I'm speaking on behalf of what Tyree said. Man, I'm just sitting here. I'm laying in a bed. I'm getting energy for tomorrow. I'm going to be down in Gaffney with Tyree and a couple of other kings and queens. I'm excited. I'm just ready to go down there. We got questions and we're trying to get answers, and we're rebuking anything that's not godly. Let every voice be heard.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Power to the people.
Yes, ma'am. And also, I want to let Miss Tate family know that she's in our prayers and that they're not alone. We got plenty of voices, hands, open minds, and we're going to be speaking them all. Going down there with questions that we want answers. Black power.
Right on.
Oh, black power, black power.
Justice for Miss Tate's family.
Yes, ma'am. We want to thank Lady Lachey, Queen Lachey for coming on board with us tonight. She could have been out golfing, and I mean, my. And so many other activities, playing some basketball, foosball, pool ball, playing some beer with spades or some tuck. But she got right on the air right here at Black Power Radio, and we're so proud of her. We're so happy to have her on the airways. And aiding and assisting the family is what all of our job. Like you say, everybody got to be on their job. And we're on our job here at Black Power Radio. And exposing the devil is one of our challenges that we bring to the community. And expose them, the wicked one. Old Wooden Tooth Duke Cunningham. Another one, they called him Jimmy Swaggart and Jimmy Baker and Tamothy Baker and all of them different ones that are. Oh, my. Old Wooden Tooth Dick Army. And they were all right running their schemes and doing the multiple things they were doing. You put the goddamn camera down there. Put that mic in their mouth. And they start crying like a newborn. Don't you know that exposure is more painful to that wicked one and to that evil one, to that devil, than if you whip, you got whipping leather. They should call you, they say you tough as whipping leather. You understand? And take that whipping leather and dip it in a little water and dip a little salt in it, you understand? And whip it across the backside of that devil. Exposure is more painful than whipping it with a good home. Bye-bye. Oh, yeah. We make the rock cry out. We make the tree cry out. Oh, there ain't no hiding place up in here. And they do these dastardly deeds to we the people. And we're going to check them. I'm telling you, straight up. Straight in the midst of their iniquity, we are going to check their no good, rotten behind, for the no good, low-down, dirty deeds they're doing to black people at this hour. And they never stop doing dastardly deeds to us. From our enslavement and from the time, they say they cut us free around 1865 to 1965. The same dirt was being done to us. And from 1965 to 2022, 23, and any number you want to pull out of your goddamn hat, they're still doing dirt to us at this hour. Oh, but we checking them. That Panther's on the rise. We say the greatest gift that we can give is the gift of love. Huh? That is, in research and found, the Black Panther love is the greatest love of all. And we keep pointing on more Black Panther love. It was stealing out of our program. And we kept pointing on Black Panther love, stealing from our women, our children, our men, from our nationhood, brotherhood, sisterhood. Oh, but we checking them in the midst of their iniquities at this hour. We ain't scared of no opposition. Only one I'm scared of is Bernie Mac. And I'm just telling you, we ain't scared of you MFs up in here tonight. We're going to check you and check you in and out. Again, put your black fist or your black hand up by pressing 1. And we'll know that you want to chat with us on the airway. And we can let it cruise right back to Dr. Critical, because I know she's got some comment on some of the things that she's heard, and knowing that they're pulling strong, they're pulling down in the Harambe as we all pull together in Harambe and Sankofa, as we all pull in the Umoja and Black Unity in Swahili Umoja and the Tawhid, and we're moving in the direction of checking the opposition. So we let it flow. We're going to let it flow. And let that mic float on around. I think Dr. Critical Truth Bay would probably be next in the lineup. Go right ahead. Are you there with her sister? Oh, she's still there. Maybe not close
yes,
to the
I'm
mic.
Yes, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you something. You're loud and clear. and you're live here at Black Power Radio.
All right. Well, I'm still here at the headquarters. I'll be for until November 8th, until the elections are over. So this is it'll be difficult for me to be on as often, but when I do have a chance to get on to disseminate message to the people, that'll be great. But what I do encourage you, piggybacking on what our main goals are. Our main goal is self-determination. Our main goal is to break free from the Roman government. Now, we must never forget there is 10 points that we have followed, that we started to follow, the 10-point program for Black Panthers. It's nothing that we should take lightly. It's something that always we revert back to, no matter what we do or say. And we must never forget that this is the purpose of our being. When you ask yourself, what exactly is your mission? You have a lot of platforms, black media out there, that's not really disseminating the information that you need. You have your Roland Martins, you have your Tariq Nasheeds, you have and MSNBC, a lot of talking heads. But when it comes to real life information that affects black families, we really don't have that consistency. So I just want to remind you of our 10-point platform that we follow as far as what is our guidance when it comes to revolutionary work. So number one, we want freedom. We want power to determine the destiny of our black and oppressed communities. Number two, we want full employment for our people. Number three, we want an end of robbery by the capitalists and persons of African descent and oppressed communities. Number four, we want decent housing, fit for shelter of human beings. Okay, we got some background in the back. What are we doing here? Can you hear me, my family? Can you hear me?
You're loud and clear here at Black Power Radio, and we're just clear to noise.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So number four, and this is the current point that we're on right now, is we want decent housing, fit for shelter of human beings. Decent housing. What is decent housing? It's not in our car. It's not on a park bench. It's not in a tent outside. That's not where we are deemed to be. Now, you have some people that choose to want to live in that way, but 95% of our people do not. And so we must not forget how we need to build permanent housing on our own, affordable housing on our own. This is one of the things that we cannot allow for the Roman government to take over. We are the ones that actually can have the power, since we are the original builders of many of these institutions to begin with. Number five, we want decent education for our people that exposes the true nature of this decadent American society. We want an education that teaches us the true history and our role in present-day society. Number six, we want complete free health care. Complete free health care. Let me see. Hold on, pause for a second, family.
Hello?
Yes, hello? Can you hear me? Hi, can I speak with Felisa? One second.
This is Truth Bay. I'm a volunteer for the Caruso campaign. How are you today?
Yes, we're Black here on Black Power Radio, and we're hoping that you will not only bring you, but bring your crew every Sunday and every Monday at 8 o'clock p.m. We're here live at Black Power Radio. Get your friends. They'll just call you, but call the whole crew at 515 at 605 9889. Again, our telephone number right here at Black Power Radio, again, is 515-605-9889. And that you will be live here on Black Power Radio. Again, I'm Sheikh Ali, ma'am. Akbar, we're happy to have you right up in here. We're going to go right black and talk to our beloved brother, Black Lightning, should be online with us. Let's try us out here between New York and South Carolina. Rock with us tonight, Black Lightning. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Okay, well, we are like Shay said, we all over the place. We are everywhere. Can't say that we one place, but we ain't. You can say we're on the East Coast, and then you can say, wait a minute, in the Midwest, wait, hold up, South, all of that. You know what I'm saying? So we ain't going to, we ain't taking no prisoners this time, you know. This is a nice little road map to go by, you know. And for those people that say, oh, you've been doing it this way, you've been doing it this way. Well, now we're doing it this way. We're going to add that to the equation. And now we are doing it in a way where it can't stop. And because if we know our rights and we know what we can do, we can actually make this happen, you know. We got reparations all over the place. People that want to reach out and get it. It's usually just not us. I guess we done give up on it in a way, so we can't give up on reparations for those who can't make a reparation. You know, I'm like, I'm gonna make my own reparation. You know, and give that same blueprint to all the other brothers and sisters who make our own reparation, but. For those people that can't, oh, yeah, we got some H.R. 40 waiting to happen, you know, so that we can get this going. How about that? Rednecks like to rev their trucks up when they see me. Too much black power for them at one time. They'd be like, oh, no. Anyway, it's like that, for real. salute to the Gaffney, South Carolina regiment down there. We will be seeing you all very soon. So I got to do my Super Bowl. My super ball maneuver, and doing that is costing gas and costing tolls. So I'm gonna need some people to hit up the 77 Bakers, put some money in that 77 Bakers, so that we got enough gas money to get where we gotta go, get our troops where they gotta go, get them all back home, and if need be, grab a hotel. But at least if we got the support of the people, and this ain't no joke, I'm on the road right now. I turn my GPS probably come on and say, okay, in 180 miles, what I got? What, 200, I got 200 miles to go one way, 200 miles to go the other way, and then 200 miles to go the other way, and then another 200 miles to go the other way. Oh, shit. Anyway. It's like that sometimes. But we're not the ones that's going to back up. We're not the ones that's going to slow down, you know. I'm sure if some tidal wave came through the street, you know, we might have to deviate and find an alternate route, you know. That's one thing about our comrades, I will say, is they're not going to turn around and go back. What they're going to do is find an alternate route. If we take by any means necessary, very, very serious. I didn't know Sister Janae was on the line, so Black Power, my revolutionary mentor, and I'm thinking Khalid Muhammad right now. I'm thinking, what would Khalid do? A lot of people say, what would Jesus do? I say, what would Khalid do? And believe me, sometimes it might be the same thing Jesus would do. Because a lot of people don't know, Yahshua, let's call him Yahshua, but a lot of people don't know. I mean, a lot of people do know. I don't want to think they don't, because they do. They know that he went up in the temple and they saw people selling their gold and their silver and the doves and the oil and the incense, and they made it. It wasn't no longer where you go and give honor and praise to the Most High. It was a place where you go and find something nice like a feminist fan or something. So what Jesus did, Jesus did the same thing Khalid Muhammad did, would have done. Kick the tables over, grab him a weapon, start beating him out the door, you know? So where is your heart, Black America? When did it come the time when we have to just look at a situation and say, oh, well, I guess I'm going to just have to deal with that. And then they can always get a fat, out-of-shape white man that if he didn't have that blue uniform on, you all wouldn't even pay him a mind in a day in the life of a snail's ass, you know? We wouldn't pay him no mind at all. You know, they don't look at him like men no more. They look at him like a hero or something. Hell, them same hero, they ain't no superhero to us, but them same super zeros, when they pull up on me and they see, oh, they start looking at my stuff, and I'm like, yeah, my best better than yours, because the government not going to give you enough money to buy what we got, you know? So, and even that costs money. Back to donations, $77 bakers. You don't want the oppressor to come in fully armed with his bulletproof vest on and all his Kevlar on and helmets and everything. He got his ARs and AK-47s and got enough money to buy enough bullets to keep that shit rocking all day. But when we got enough money, we got enough bullets, then they take us serious. We ain't got to start a revolution. We are on a revolution. We're just taking it a different way. You know, it is about land, and we can figure it out without bloodshed, perhaps. But one thing I do know, just like Black Wall Street, when they see black folks with something, they can't stand it. That's when you have to surround yourself with a black military to black that call. Because that's the only way you're going to keep it. Otherwise, it'd be another Black Wall Street like they did in Tulsa 102 years ago. 101 years ago. So we were down there for the bicentennial. They pull a black, there's always a black man with a white, for some white woman and liar. They look at the black man and get the lusting in their heart. They know damn well, just like I said, them blue uniforms, when they come out of that shit, they ain't got no six-pack abs, you know? Shoot, even at 60 and 70 can whoop the majority of them, you know. I'd probably take on three, four of them by myself, you know what I'm saying? Three or four of them by myself. Black
we know you can rock the mic. We're going to bring you black. Our beloved sister was in the middle of dropping
okay, one
the
last thing.
Program.
Let me
platform.
Get one. Just one last thing.
Go ahead, sir.
Last thing.
Go
right. Just like I said, we need that gas money. We got people getting on the road tonight. So $77 bakers on your Cash App. That's $ for the numerically pure at heart. 77 bakers. BAKERS. All capital letters. BAKERS. 77 bakers. So we can get it going. And don't forget about, give them the other one so that we can help the other cause as well. Okay, Black Power. I just want to make sure I left that out there. I'm still here.
Black Power. And thank you, Brother Black Lightning. Black Power. And thank Dr. Critical Tufay was in the middle of that 10-point platform and dropping that like it's hot. And we're going to bring her back to the mic and airwaves. I hope we got it. We got the hand up. We got the light on. And we look like we got Dr. Critical Truth Bay back in the middle of that 10-point platform. I don't know if you want to start over or pick up where you are, but definitely we want to get that explanation and get that 10-point platform in front of we the people so we can get the full benefit of the Black Panther love, Black Power, and Black Power.
Black Power, power to the people. So this 10-point platform was the original 1966 blueprint on what our purpose was, especially in our community. Relevant 2022 is no different than 1966 when it comes to what has black people received in equity. It's almost identical. So we were, before I dropped off, going over the 10 points. So I'm going to start over for those who are listening in.
Number one, we want freedom. We want power to determine the destiny of our Black and oppressed communities. Number two, we want full employment for our people. Number three, we want to end the robbery by the capitalists of our Black and oppressed communities. Now, the capitalist society, in this instance, are the politicians. That's why I say, Black family, this is our money. Reparations is our money due to us. It's not something new. They just never acknowledged it. They never paid. They paid the slave owners 14 times over, and they still considering paying us. Unacceptable, Black family, unacceptable. Number four, we want decent housing fit for shelter of human beings. And this is, as we told before, the HUD investigation that we have been launching for the last 60 days exposes the housing discrepancies amongst our Black families. Three hots in the cot, a cage, that's the type of housing that they see for us, Black family. That is not the housing that we're seeking for ourselves. So we must change that direction on how housing funding and how we are housed is being happening as we speak. Number five, we want decent education for our people that exposes the true nature of this decadent American society. We want education that teaches all our true history, our real history, which is Black history, is American history, and our role in the present-day society. Number six, we want complete freedom, completely free health care for all oppressed people. And I don't like using that word oppressed too much because I tell you what, we're not the oppressed. We are being oppressed by oppressors, but as a title, we are kings and queens in our own right. Lest we not forget, oppressed are for people who have been defeated. Oppressed are for victims. We are not victims. We are actually getting back what was owed to us. So the victims, in a sense, will be the oppressors. As they continue on their work, they will find out exactly the children of the Most High, the original man, which is us, we are the ones that created everything. Therefore, everything must return back to us. Number seven, we want an immediate end to police brutality and the murder of our people. All oppressed people inside the United States, we want to help all of them, but we must first help the original man, which is the Black man. Number eight, we want an immediate end to all wars of aggression. And what does wars of aggression mean? It could be internal wars, but we must not give in to the battles that are against us. We must arm ourselves with policy and legislation, coupled with footwork. With these three, we cannot have footwork without legislation and policy in place to back it up. And we cannot have policy and legislation in place without a strong military and some footwork to back that up. So it goes hand in hand, Black family. We cannot do one without the other. Number nine, we want freedom for all Black and oppressed. We want people held in the United States federal penitentiary, those war crime criminals who they like to deem are freedom fighters who've been spending 40, 50 years in jail just for standing up for the people. That's something that we must not forget. We have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of our family members in these cages as we speak with below par conditions. I can tell you now here in L.A., you got Twin Towers that has been under investigation as well. September 3rd, I believe, the ACLU came out with a study of the conditions in Men's Central Jail. They don't have a clock to even know what time it is. They don't have a meal served to them every day. Sometimes they go through the whole day without a meal. That's unacceptable, family. But we won't know this unless we start poking the belly of the beast. It is unfair for us to breathe this clean, fresh air. while we have many of our prisoners of war kept in these cages with no food, no decent water. These are things that they are supposed to be given if they want to lock us up. At least feed us, you see? But if we look at these conditions, they're not even fit for a dog. So when I tell you, family, we have a lot of work to do, but we must stay consistent. So we must never forget our brothers and sisters who are locked up, for there comes a time where they will be set free. They will be set free indeed. And number 10, last but not least, we want land, bread, housing, education, clothing, justice, peace, and the people's community control over modern technology. And that wraps up, my Black family, what the 10-point program and how relevant it is, not only for the day it began, but how relevant it is now more than ever for a time such as this in 2022. We believe that all people, especially our Black people, are not free until we are all free by our determination and our own destiny. We believe that this government, that now we're demanding overdue debt of 40 acres and 2 mules, not one, but 2, that still has not been given. We have to do it by land acquisition, Black family. You are not a person unless you own some type of land, and they know this, which is why housing and urban development has been discriminated against persons of melanated persuasion for so many years. But I tell you, Black family, that this is a time where all of that is going to be uncovered and then some. We have only just begun the fight. So continue on in your lane, but know that each individual revolutionary brother and sister that's listening today, that none of your work is gone in vain, that none of it is small and unnecessary. Everybody, little bit counts, and that little bit, when we put it together, is going to be something astronomical. But we must first put it together. So as we continue to fight the fight and demand the land and the funding, the federal funding specifically to come to us, we'll say we'll give it about a good 6 months to allow the oppressors to figure out what they're going to do, because we're not giving them a decision to make. We're demanding what they are going to do and giving them a respectable time frame, which we don't have to do, but we will do because we are kind and generous to everyone, that they will decide what their fate will be if they do not comply. So I tell you, Black family, the word of the day is to cut the check. Cut the check. The phrase of the day, Black family, cut the check. And that's it and that's all. So with that being said, peace and love to all my revolutionaries out there, and continue to fight. Power to the people. Your Minister of Justice, finding out.
Most well attended, the most active group is amongst those activists that have come out of the Black Panther, and we have established a foot in the doorway towards self-government and we the people.gov. We're working on it, and tirelessly we are advocating for it wherever we can advocate. The doors are always open to us in many avenues that were previously closed. I don't know if Brother Tyree is still up there with us. Are you there, Brother Tyree?
I'm here.
Yeah, we're going to be breaking the ice and doing those things necessary to get the political football moving and going on to bigger and better things. But nevertheless, we had to start somewhere. It's only one stepping stone in the road to full and complete freedom, full and complete liberation, full and complete emancipation from all forms of enslavement. And that has been our code and our duty and our assignment. Yes, sir. Go right ahead. That's your daily assignment. There are five local objectives. Mama.
Land acquisition, accountability. I want to build an educational center. That's what I want to do. As others want to do a memorial, we need to have a place where we can educate the young, teach them how to swim. For some reason, they don't want us to know how to swim. I don't know what it is. Let's keep them away from the water. We don't need to learn how to swim or fish. We need to learn how to swim at these educational centers, perhaps some martial arts training, which targets discipline and humbleness as you gain your power. I don't know. Give me an idea, Mr. Outbar. What should we ask for when we go in there? I want to ask for an educational center, something to be built for the young kids. Hey, help me out here. I need some ideas.
Yes,
I'm going to go in there.
What we're putting in place now is those very, very essential building blocks. And as a foundation, we have established a good subgrade, and we're going to be placing on that a foundation that will definitely support a structure. And we are putting structure in place by the means of self-government. We're using our own forces, our own peacekeeping forces. And Brother Tyree is live with it there. We've got our National Minister of Defense coming with other troops, and we'll demonstrate that we are able to protect our own. And if you don't believe us, you just try to take something from any one of us, and you will see the Black Panther love, and it will be live and not memorexed on your behind. So we are just here to do the duties of the Panther, to become motivated. We are militant in our posture. And this is for just the freedom that is necessary. And we're free from all forms of enslavement, and we move on. We're moving it down the court towards the for the betterment of Black people. I don't know if our field marshal came back or not, but we're going to check on it to see if Brother Karan is on board with us by now. Let's see. Brother Karan, are you there? We're live. He's in New York on the way.
Black power. Can you hear me, Jack?
Hear you loud and clear.
Am I clear?
I have the Black Power Radio. Yes, sir.
Thank y'all for having me on. I want to say Black Power to the listening audience. Black Power to Akbar. Black Power to the whole committee. I want to send my condolences to the sister Keisha, her family, the children, all the residents in the hood that she know that knew her. And I just want to say my condolences to everybody. I'm loving the Black Power Radio. We breaking down a 10-point platform. We need to put that forefront in more of everything we do. We need to end every radio station with that 10-point platform. I don't mean to just put that out there like that, but that's a good thing. Let's keep up the good work. Let's show up tomorrow in Gaffney and have a Black presence to Black up South Carolina. Everybody in North Carolina, everybody in D.C., everybody in N.C., everybody in G.A., come on out. We need y'all out there. And Black Power, that's all I want to say.
Black Power, thank you for your input. And as you know, we've got Dr. Truth Bayers out there, Brother Tyree's out there, Brother Black Lightning is out there. We're just in the middle of the rumble and got it lit. We got it lit up, fired up.
That's right.
Right on. I can hear I'm just doing more listening. I'm sitting black, playing my position, you know?
That's right. That's our national field marshal, brother Karan out of New York City, and he's giving training to brothers across the nation to get their issue and to get them acclimated to the Black Panther. And we're just proud to serve with you brothers and sisters and so forth around the nation. Let's see, I don't know if Dr. Truth Bay is back or if she had something more on a follow-up and if she was completed with her presentation, but she's doing an excellent job of breaking down the 10-point platform. Go ahead, right here. You right there in Los Angeles? Let's see. You may be away from the phone.
Yes.
Your phone is... And, oh, are you black? You're black?
Yes, I am. I am here.
Are you on the
now? Go right ahead.
What is happening?
it's just that line. She's on the side of that mountain in L.A. And you'll get bad reception. Put time to time. And we just got to make sure that everything is as clear as we possibly can be with our piece. Rock is saying it doesn't rumble. So you can go right here. If you got some noise in your background, as we hear, Black Power?
Well, I know a lot of people may not know. I don't know if I can hear it. I just changed the mic right now. Okay, can you hear me?
You're clear. You're loud and clear. And you're live on Black Power Radio.
All right. So, speaking on...
Well, again, it's going to happen, and that's what you do. You become unconscious, and you'll move that mic. When you're in a bad reception area on the side of the mountains of Los Angeles, and we're right here in Washington, can many times be some forms of interference and some forms of bad reception at certain points. We are assured that she will get black with us, and she has been a great staple here here at Black Power Radio. And she's black, and I believe she's actually black on air. You can test the waters and see if Dr. Truth Bay, if your mic is live. Black Power? Black Power.
Black Power.
Okay, that's okay. Okay, let's try one more time for Dr. Critical Truth Bay. You're live, black on the air. Black Power.
Power to the people.
Power to the people, loud and clear.
All right. All right. Just want to touch a little bit back because I haven't really spoken about my background and where I'm from. I didn't just fall from the sky. But just a little bit about my ancestry. So one of the major things that happened here on the California Reparations Task Force, we have submitted for the last 2 years. If you have not followed the Reparations Task Force, I urge you, Black family, to really follow it. We had our last and 10th meeting at the California Science Center for the Task Force Committee. Now, this is AB 3121. And this is, even though it started in California, it is a national discussion. California is just the only one that actually has an active task force that's been discussing reparations. And it's very, very telling. So I will... divulge after November 9th when we have a full show and podcast that I will divulge the details of what's been happening with the California Reparations Task Force and what reparations really, what the discussion nationally is currently. So last Saturday, we had all 12 members of the California Task Force there. And one that struck out personally is Assemblyman Reginald Jones Sawyer. Now, I want you to remember his name. Even though he's a local California assemblyman, his action is a national threat to reparations, and I'll explain how. Now, just the last 30 days, there was something called AB 2296. Now, what that is, that actually is delaying the process of reparations, and they shouldn't be discussing it anyway. We shouldn't be discussing reparations. That's just another tactic to say, yeah, we need to figure out how we're going to pay back these slaves, chattel slaves. So, again, just like everything else, they want to delay what they need to do for us. But Reginald Jones Sawyer had Assembly Bill 2296. He's been working with the governor, Gavin Newsom, which is a very open white supremacist. He literally stated that we need to delay the discussion reparations for one more year. For one more year. Now, why did he come up with this? That's the question. Why a year? We don't know. He could have said 2 years. He could have said 6 months. But the point is, Assemblyman Reginald Jones Sawyer, who reminds me of another James Clyburn. He's, you know, he didn't develop H.R. 40, but he has the same mentality of having things on paper, on legislation for black folks, but with no intention of pushing it, of passing it, of allowing it to happen. And this was the curveball. This AB 2296 that delayed reparations for another year was not discussed with any of the boards on the California Task Force Commission. So if anything, he should have been talking to his colleagues on should we delay this for one more year. But he didn't do that. He decided to come up with it like a surprise. But what he didn't know is that his time, just like the rest of the black congressional caucus, and they know who they are, their time is done. So this tactic of trying to delay and work with the white supremacists behind the scenes is not going to work because he has too much, we have too many people that are ousting him. And personally, the work that he's done in L.A. has been so sad. It's been a void from anything, especially for black Californians. So right now, after this discussion, we're not really, I'm not having too much faith with the California Reparations Task Force. And next week, I'll go, like I said, into more details of the people that's involved and what the discussion is now. But currently, to wrap it up, after this Saturday's last meeting, this is the 10th and final meeting, what is next is the question. So with this being said, we're going to follow up with CJEC, Coalition for Equitable and Just California. CJEC is the author, really, behind pushing AB 3121 and bringing it to where it is now. So what I had stated at the Reparations Task Force Commission, in short, is a bit about my history. So I am a descendant of slaves. My lineage can be traced back to the Middle Passage slave ship, the Good Ship Desire, 1638. This was where first arrivals, slavery started in 1619, so I would say about 19 years later, yes. This Good Ship Desire arrived at the Boston Harbor. So this is where I can trace many of my lineage back to that ship, Good Ship Desire. And later on in 1789, my great-great-grandfather came from Haiti and built the first house in the mouth of the Chicago River. And his name was Jean-Baptiste Pointe-du-Sable. Currently, they have a highway named after him, but they really have not given him too much credit, being a Haitian American, so to speak, to really be the founder of Chicago. That's why Chicago, when you look at it, is purposely one of the most high violent gun violent areas, cities in the nation. Detroit is one of them as well, but Chicago is really 1,000 black people have died from 2019 to 2020 alone. So that is not by accident. It's by design. So by way of America, I am a descendant of slaves through Haiti. So I'm born and raised here, but at the same time, my ancestors can be traced to Haiti. So understand, black family, and this is one of the things that I was trying to mention, speak to Tariq Nasheed about, is that Foundation of Black Americans, or ADOS, however they want to call us, those who are descendants from chattel slaves, we came from, some slaves came from the Caribbean just like the good ship Desire, a lot of slaves were carried from the Caribbean to the United States. So foundational black Americans are from different locations. It's not just Africa. Africa is the original motherland from where all of us came from. But many of us came from Africa. They were landed in the Caribbean, and some were taken from the Caribbean to the United States. So when we really know our history, we must not say that foundational black Americans are natives. No, we are Africans born on this soil, but our origin is Mother Africa. And that's where Pan-Africanism comes together. So this is something that we will, like I said, in future podcasts, we will divulge, because Pan-Africanism, FBA, we want to bring all these titles to the table and really get down to the true history of who we are. At the end of the day, black family, whether you're foundational black American, whether you're Pan-Africanism, whether you identify as a revolutionary of any kind, we are still considered black. We are still considered the same. We are still considered property according to how the Constitution is written today. That's why I don't salute the flag. I don't follow this Constitution, because the Constitution was not meant for us. It was not written for us. It was not written by us. It was written by our slave masters. And with that being said, in 1857, when Dred Scott was told that he has no rights that a white man will respect, that inevitably became law. And so that's why we must create our own constitution. We must create our own governance, you know, while we're living here. So my ancestors, who are descendants of slaves, this is the point of where they built this country and have not gotten paid for it. That's particularly why reparations is important. It is a payment for a wrongdoing of a historical event. I don't want anybody to misconstrue that. It does not include people from the Caribbean or blacks who came here willingly, who came here to enjoy economic opportunity. That is not the same. They were not here during the days of chattel slavery, so they cannot be part of the repayment of chattel slavery. So with that being said, I wanted to reiterate that point and really bring the forth of what reparations really is and how we really need to move forward. And so we'll keep you updated for that. So just so people can know my history and where I'm from, yes, you know, I'm Haitian by descent, but I am a descendant of slaves. And I would not, you know, change the history of my ancestors for anything in the world. That is what gave me the strength that I have to stand right now, is the history of what my ancestors did and how they fought for our freedoms today. So we must do diligence, black family, in knowing our history and carrying the legacy. But do not let others tell your story. We must tell our own stories, because we are unique. We are the only group of people that have a unique history on this soil. So we must get the payment that was owed to us, however it comes. And we'll start with HUD and $150 million that they took back from L.A. We'll start with that. If you want to start with reparations, we'll start with that. So that's what I wanted just to reiterate to my black family, so they can get an idea of where the Minister of Justice is coming from and how we move forward. So when we talk about reparations, that we'll have a clear idea of what it is and how we move forward. So with that being said, I do have to split right now, but I want to say thanks again for continuing this platform, and let's continue to fight the powers. How would that be? Power to the people. Okay. Yes. You too, my love. Okay. All right, black family, are we on this line here? We're alive and kicking, though. All right. Power to the people. So we want to bring on our Minister of Defense to wrap up some things going on in the Carolinas. Black Lonnie, you there?
Black Power, right here. All set. And I thought when you finish taking that little cat nap, come on back. Come on, Black. Black.
Come on, Black. Right on, right on. So tell me, Black Lightning, how do you feel right now the direction that we're going as far as Black revolutionaries? What do you think that we could be doing differently or that we can that you can add to the mix?
What we're doing tomorrow in Gaffney and what you're doing on the regular down there in Los Angeles. That's what was missing. The day I walked in the door, I asked Hashim and Zynga, I said, can I go in the building? Can I go in the Capitol building? It's like, as long as you take somebody that know what they're doing and educated about the thing, you know, and don't embarrass us, yeah. And he's like, that's a good idea. So I've been waiting on this. When we could step up to the plate for our people, you know, so, the you know, you need a revolutionary voice of the people for real, you know what I mean? I mean, we have it. But see, they need to see it. They need to see it like they saw Khalid Muhammad, you know? They got scared. They got shook. You might want to mute. You got a little background noise going on there. I was going to say, we need to do it like Khalid Muhammad did it to the
mm-hmm.
They got shook, and when they got shook, they tried to mute Khalid Muhammad. You know, first, Farrakhan tell him, you know, chill on some of the stuff you're saying. But the government got shook. They're like, no, we don't want him talking at all. You know, they had to go on private platforms and this and that in order to get the word out because they were shook. You know, when he was talking about go down 125th Street and just start knocking them out, you know, start snatching them out of their stores. We need to boycott their stores. I would say that, yeah. I say if you boycott their stores, that's the same as snatching them up out of there physically because it's going to actually make them bankrupt. And when they go bankrupt and they put the establishment up for sale, and then we're going to buy it. And then we're going to take them. And we're going to keep our money flowing in the Black neighborhoods. And I like what you're saying about the reparations as far as our ancestors. They're the ones that was picking the cotton. They're the ones that was picking the strawberries and all the fruits and working the fields and not getting paid and getting whipped and chained and hung and lynched and treated like dogs. So, it's we people that deserve those reparations, not just people that walk up in this country and say, oh, I want a piece of that pie. Nah, that ain't your pie. But I tell you what, we are generous, good-hearted people. We'll break you off a piece. I'm talking about like this. And other people that want to do the jobs that we kind of outgrew the janitorial thing, you know. Although we still do it, but you know, we more educated and elevated now. You know, we're on executive level thinking right now. You know, it's like they know daggone well that our brains work just as well as their brains. Take the same brother that did the peanut, he actually, Benjamin, I think it was Benjamin.
Banneker?
The one, he did something with the peanut. He designed Washington, D.C. And I want to say Benjamin Banneker, but I'm not quite sure. I'm sure when Akbar come back from his nap, he'll let me know.
Right. So it was actually, yeah, it was actually John Harvey Kellogg.
Okay, well, I'm thinking of someone else. But at the same time, I'm just saying, all the great inventors.
Yeah, Harvey and George Washington. Yeah, George Washington Carver.
Yeah, George Washington Carver. That's who I was thinking about. Yep. And he had a lot of inventions going on, even using a peanut, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when they found out our people are brilliant, but I don't know why we don't want to fight for those reparations. And take those reparations. That's why we are decreeing that South Carolina be a reparations state, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's about land. It's about land, not just money, you know. They offered us 40 acres and a mule because they knew that we already knew how to work the land. We knew what to do with the mule, you know. So it's like they gave us what they knew we could work with, you know. So it's like, right now, a lot of brothers might not wanna work the field. You know, they might not have learned that, you know, along the way or something. You know, that my granddaddy had corn and potatoes. And he taught us how to grow our own. You know, so we're like, we need to teach each one.
I went in and I looked, and
it was. Did you have a question, sister? But yeah, each one teach one. So, and I guess what I'm trying to say is that, yeah, I mean, we came from indigenous American, Native American Indian tribes. We came from Africa. I mean, the indigenous Native American is black. My granddaddy was Apache Indian. He was so dark he could be standing beside my uniform, and I'd be like, "Granddaddy, where you at?" You know.
Yeah, that is dark.
Yeah. So he was that dark Indian. You know. So that's where we came from. You know. And then when they try to make it like those ain't like we not who we are, and even a lot of your great granddaddies and grandmamas used to tell the stories of how they was Blackfoot and this and that. I hear a little bit of noise going on, so they would tell us the Indian tribes that we came from, you know, back in the day, you know, but we seem to forget some of these stories, you know. I mean, some of these stories they need to live on, you know. Stories of legendary bravery, you know. See, back in the day, it didn't matter about no blue uniform. It mattered. My people didn't care about all that, you know. I seen one of my uncles pick a cop up and throw him over top of his police car. You know?
I was picking up.
And my grandmama. And my, there you go. There, big brother. There you go. You back on the mic. Good. I was trying to hold it down for you for a minute, but you hear me getting up into these old stories. You're like, oh, man, come on. He boring me awake. Some people bore you to sleep. I bore Akbar awake. So he can tell you that not only am I the MOD, but I am from the valley of the old dry bones. And Akbar just kept praying. I hear a little bit of noise, but I want to put this up before I go, because I know Akbar is up now, so I'm going to pass the mic to him in a minute. But I want to say that when he prayed over me and said, raise up these old dry bones, and then the old dry bones stayed asleep, and then he called me at 6 o'clock in the morning. Raise up all ye old dry bones. And the old dry bones started maybe just shaking a little bit. And then and then a couple more weeks go by, he said, raise up, old dry bones. The next thing you know, the old dry bones got up, put the patches on, put the uniform on, and raised up an army from the valley of the old dry bones. And I'm going to pass the mic to our beloved Chairman Imam Akbar. But don't let me forget now, We need gas money because we got troops coming from every which way, from the West Coast to the Midwest. So hit them up with the 77 Bakers so we can get everybody where they need to be. Black Power. I will yield the mic back
Black
to
Power.
Our Black Power General, Black Power. Black Power.
Power
Black
to the
Power.
People.
To our National Minister of Defense, our National MOD, Brother Black Lightning, and we call him the speaky old black dead dry bones in the Valley of the Dead Dry Bones. Bones were able to speak, and I'm just here to say when we caused them to speak, we raised up exceedingly a great army according to real lives and according to the book. And the armies are now coming all over the world to defeat the opposition, namely the shaitan, the devil himself, the opposition, or namely the white man. At this hour, is being booted from every corner of the earth. He has not found a place of comfort amongst any people. He has never been able to coexist with any melanated person because he is so uncomfortable, so quarrelsome, and so difficult to live with that he will find a way to wage war where there is no war. He will make a mess where there's been a clean, always been one to create a disturbance where there was peace. And when we say peace be unto you and assalamu alaikum, and that is the universal peace that only the Almighty God can give. This man has never been in peace, never been at peace at any point in time, that he has peacefully coexisted with his neighbor. An example of Keisha Tate, he rose up and he was murder his neighbor right in cold blood. We're going to bring another one to the...
So...
Hello?
Yes.
We got another one coming to the mic that's going to be with us there as well. Our beloved Sister Shamika is there. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And Black Power, you're live on Black Power Radio. Tell us a little bit of your aspirations towards self-government and all the good things you know about D.C. and Gaffney, South Carolina, New York, and other places that we have been already here.
Assalamu alaikum.
Black
Power, Black Power, everyone.
Black Power, Black Power.
In D.C., I can tell you that, you know, it's definitely a lot of brotherhood and sisterhood here in D.C. and quite a few. I haven't been to South Carolina, so this will be my first rendezvous with South Carolina. But for New York, I could speak a little bit about on New York. We have a lot of good brothers and sisters and programs and stuff like that in regards to, trying to get together and help each other in situations. So I'm not going to say that I deal with a lot of people because I actually don't. But the people that I do run into that I do, congregate with, I generally try to make sure that they are on the same wavelength that I am on. And we have the same types of, conversations, you know what I'm saying? So I've definitely seen met some good people and listening to a lot of the talks, and I'm, really enjoying a lot of the stuff that we've been focused on with trying to get people,
Black Power.
Become the reality on a lot of the things that we're trying to do and what's going on in society, because a lot of times people, they really not paying attention. And, until you actually know what's going on, you kind of like not in the fold. and a lot of stuff be happening all around us, and we really need to get in, you know, get involved in it. Because I don't know if anybody heard Putin's conversation on the news where he was talking about, you know, the, you know, America fighting on American soil. Now, we know that Syria is not that far from Russia, right up under Russia. And, you know, we, a lot of us, especially as Muslims, you know what I'm saying, there's a lot of Muslims there too. So, you know, that's close and they're going to want to apprehend it. So we got to remember that when one of us are hurt, we all are hurt. So that support doesn't just, you know, that stuff doesn't just affect them. It affects us all as a whole. So we definitely need to continue to show support for one another and keep in touch and contact.
Black power.
Black power.
And assalamu alaikum, this is Sister Shanika in Washington, D.C. And that's the real truth. He talks to America like he's talking. He's talking
right.
America because he sees the soft leadership and the soft toe and the soft steps of America. And he works out with tournament champions.
Right.
He says we have no moral barometer for which to measure. You see what I say when the 45.5 means Donald the Duck Trump was bombing in Syria, right?
Mm-hmm.
Step out of office.
Yeah.
Everyone flexed their muscles, and they had to bomb somebody in the east. Bill Clinton bombed in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
The interest of old Wooden Tooth, Bush won. Yes, he did. Bill Clinton was bombing in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Obama was bombing himself. Iraq, Iran, and Afghanistan. Anywhere he could drop a bomb. Dad. All of
yeah.
the Libya was in peacekeeping. Libya
mm-hmm.
was foreign exchange in a student program with us. But he went in and killed the leader like it was nothing. And he sicked him on the leader to wipe him out because of his idea of using his one currency for all of Africa and coming into some oneness in Africa. And they wanted to disturb that. So Bush, Clinton, Obama all agree, let's bomb Rush Muammar Gaddafi and kill him in the street like a mangy dog. Let's get Saddam. So he killed his own people. So whose people are we killing now?
Yeah.
Vladimir stacked up 60,000, nearly 80,000 body bags. Come on. Put up 15,000 to 20,000 body bags in the Ukrainian community. Ukraine is gold in my ear. Of the Ukraine became prime minister and Israel somewhere on another land. Nobody never heard of no Golda Meir. All of a sudden, she's the prime minister.
Yeah.
Got to take over these things. Moshe Dayan, the one with the patch on his eyeball, and Menachem Begin, and all those army on Muslim soil calling shots, calling themselves the ruler and the prime minister on Muslim soil.
Right.
And it over said, this is the Holy Land. This belongs to me. And these
mm-hmm.
are white nations. Globalization of their white nation. All non-melanated are seeking the melanated. And that's coming to an end at this hour. And that's what this black government is really all about. That's what
yeah.
we really stand for.
Yeah.
Of government. Now, we have Sister Michelle on our personal assistant for 5 years, more than 5 years. Our beloved Sister Michelle, say a few words from Washington. I know she's there with us. Assalamu alaikum. Black power, Sister Michelle.
Black power. I'm just listening right now. I was asleep when you called, so I'm just listening. That's basically what I'm just doing right now because I just woke up.
Okay.
Right.
So like in Black power.
Black power, black power.
Everybody get ready for Gaffney. Sister Michelle, which is right with us, leading the pack. Go in, South Carolina. We're coming there for the self-development, for self-government, and to put in place those things that we feel will be good for Gaffney, South Carolina, and good for the state and for the memorial of our beloved sister, to show the world that we believe in never, never, ever again. And we will, with convincing proofs and arguments to the mayor and the wheelchair, and everybody that will come there tomorrow will know that we resoundingly, we believe in building up for our beloved sister, Keisha Tate, who was murdered in her own home while preparing a meal for her nine children. Murdered, and they watched her die. Six of her children watched her die in her own blood.
Mm-hmm.
This is beyond anything in modern times that I can put together right now. And it is a heartbreaking story, but we'll make sure we mean never, as the Zionists would say, never, 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 ever again. Could y'all say that for me? Never.
Never, never, ever again.
Again. Never,
ever, ever,
never,
again.
Ever again. Let's open
ever
the mic. We got our West Coast side. We got Fred and Fred out there. And never, never, never,
never,
ever again.
Ever again.
With Ron out of New York. We'll pick his mic up and get all these mics and say it together. Never. Never,
never,
ever,
never,
never, ever again,
never, again.
Never, never,
never,
never,
never,
never, never,
again.
Again.
Never,
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 never, ever again,
never,
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 never again,
ever again.
The teacher, LaJuan Lucille Tate, we say what has happened to her, we will see that it was never,
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 never.
Never.
Never,
ever again.
Never,
never, never,
never,
ever
again.
My.
Never, never,
ever
again.
We should all stay together in the name. We will not give up the fight. We say, don't give up the fight. Not give up the fight.
Fight.
Don't give up the fight.
Give up the fight.
Not give up the fight.
Give up the fight.
Too black.
I'm right.
Too strong. When I say
too
black.
Too strong.
Too black.
Too strong.
Too
black.
That's right.
Too strong.
Too
strong.
Too strong.
Too strong.
Too strong.
Too strong.
Too strong.
Too strong.
We say never.
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 Never again.
Never ever again.
Never.
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 Never
again.
Never ever again.
The South Brothers in a strong way so that the world would know that we mean business. That we're coming to clean up. There'll be a new sheriff to this man. He didn't know what to do. That his hands were tied. What could he say? What could he do to take the gun from the hand of a white man? It was like a nightmare to that sheriff. So he said he had his hands tied.
I hands he on tied.
He had a fast that I paid for.
Let's say enemy from that one. No more white man. No more white woman. No more white man. No more white woman. Just enemy. No more white woman. No more white man. Just enemy. Black power.
Black power. They are known enemies, as the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, our open enemy, the white man. There's nothing wrong with telling the truth, brothers and sisters, when he can't live with your neighbor. Just think about that. Love thy neighbor. Where is the love for your neighbor? You will murder your neighbor, murder your brother, as in Cain and Abel. That's some terrible
Amen.
Things that have been done
Amen.
There. But we're there to see the brother say never, 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 ever again. We must say it, brother.
Never.
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 Again.
Never. Never. Respect this. They've been used to us rolling over and playing dead. They've been used to us smacking us on one cheek. And turning the other cheek and let us sit on the other cheek. But this is far,
right.
gone far beyond smacking of the cheek. You have murdered our beloved sister, and we can never forget what you have done. We cannot let you off the hook for what you have done, Nicholas Lucas. Murdered our beloved sister in cold blood while she was preparing a meal for her family. We can never forget it, and we say never.
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 Never, ever again.
Got to bring that strong to Gaffney today. All praise is due to Allah. But we are thanking you tonight for your sacrifice from your families, your dinners, your golf game. Some of y'all played basketball tonight, and you didn't come to the mic here at Black Power Radio but we're thankful to those that did come to the mic here at Black Power Radio. And we're strong. We're stronger than Red Devil Lie. We're stronger than the goddamn devil. We refuse to accept that he can murder our sister and roll on down the curb and pretend it's business as usual. Want us to behave like it's business as usual and that Rodney King shuffle. Can't we all just get along? God damn it, if we were getting along, we wouldn't be on the fucking line trying to get you straight. You goddamn devil. We can't let him off the hook for this.
Hell,
they do it in Oklahoma. They do it in South Carolina. They do it in Georgia. They do it in Alabama. They do it in Texas and Florida and every goddamn state in the 50 so-called United States of America. Oh, but we have come to check you in the midst of your iniquity at this hour. For Black Power, Black Power.
Black power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. And a strong black military.
Strong
the black
military.
The goddamn Paul. And a strong black revolution against the opposition. We must bring black revolution. There's no choice but to bring the truth and to teach the truth and to represent the truth. And don't give up the fight, brother and sister. Huh? Because we got to say 2, 4, 6, 8. Now, who in the fuck do we really hate?
The hell we really hate.
Democrats, independents, Republicans.
Black power,
the
black
judge,
power.
The jury, executioner, the DA, and the whole goddamn bunch.
Damn
2, 4, 6, 8. Who in the fuck do we really hate? Democrats.
Really
Republican.
The DA, the judge, the executioner, the whole goddamn bunch.
The whole goddamn
bunch.
Black power.
Black nation, right? Agitate and organize. How are we going to make the
organize.
Black nation, right? We got to agitate and organize. How are we going to make the black nation rise?
Black nation
Educate and organize. Let's see, get it right. How are we going to make the black nation rise?
Agitate and organize.
How are we going to make the black nation rise? All you got to say is agitate and organize. So how are we going to make the black nation rise?
Agitate, organize.
How are we going to make the black nation rise?
Agitate, organize.
How are we going to make the black nation rise?
Agitate, organize.
We the people have spoken at wethepeople.gov. Well, you will have a website out to think about these things, brothers and sisters. A website showing a governmental structure and all of those that have come to the right concept, knowing this is a righteous government checking a wicked government. We don't have to hesitate to bite our tongue. We don't have to apologize. We are uncompromisingly, unapologetically black. Black power?
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
The black that goddamn called. This is why we've come today. To take over, we'll be taking over from right here. Because I'm telling you right now, brothers and sisters, that is not righteousness. It is not meat that we allow them to murder our sisters and stroll and roll on down the street. That roll on up. Like everything is honky goddamn dory. Hell no. Hunker down with the honky dory and the crew. We will check honky dory because we've not come to pin the tail on the donkey. We have come to pin the tail on the honky. Let righteously belong. All praise to Jesus. Black power. Black military to black the goddamn
black power.
Got to put wake up juice on the market today. Well, they have done dirt to us. Low-down, filthy, dirty white man would murder our sister in cold blood in broad daylight in premeditated, cold-blooded murder in broad daylight in front of her children. And some terrible things have been done to us.
We will not allow them to get off the hook for being the goddamn crook. Who the fuck? So no good peckerwood ass at this hour. My. We must check them. Be prepared to check
them. Go old school.
In the midst of their iniquities at this hour. Anybody have questions, comments, you can rock that goddamn mic. There's no problem with it. We'll be rocking the mic tomorrow. If you ain't ready for it, you better buckle your seatbelts. It might be a rocky ride.
Yes,
goddamn it. But this is why we've come here today, for a rocky ride. Okay.
Black power.
Anybody else on board? Any more comments?
I got
Brother
one.
Brother Saran back there. You haven't heard anything from my brother? Brother Fred is on that website. Come live with the mic, Brother Fred is Fred. Black power.
Black power. Can you hear
black
me?
Power, black power.
I'm out here in Fairfield, California, and then I'm on the streets every night down here doing my job. But listen, this is goddamn shame out here. These white people, like my man said, the white man is killing us every day, and we can't have that. So I'm on the beat every day. They're not going to break me down because I'm doing my thing every night. I got my weapon and everything. So like I said, go back to my main man, Osper.
Black power. He's in that Oak Town, in that San Francisco Bay Area, and shaking and quaking like it never been shook and crooked and nooked before, because they've been used to getting off the hook in Vallejo. Don't you know that they went in the Taco Bell, found a black man sleeping in the line, and found some way to execute that black man for sleeping in the line at the Taco Bell? How much more violence can you get? And this,
who is that?
Do you know, brother and sister, that it's no coincidence that all of those stories on NYPD and the fugitive and Perry Mason and all of that involve killing. And look at this thing. Always a goddamn crooked cop in the mix of it. Every goddamn time. No, it's not making up no fairy tales. It's not Frankenstein and Dracula movies. Not the invisible hand of the invisible man. It's not the glob, the mob, or the bob. It's the goddamn devil that's doing this dirty work. There's no question right on the police department. The New York NYPD, Chicago FYG. It's always put in there, the story of a corrupt policeman. Story of a corrupt officer. Every other story, corrupt police officers, corrupt DA, corrupted judge. Every single time, malfeasance is the play of today. But they do a drive-by like they didn't do that shit. They do a drive-by like they didn't cause the goddamn insurrection. They didn't come in here on January 6th and tear up the Capitol and leave five body bags and say, oh, we didn't do that. That wasn't us. We didn't do nothing. We was just down here trying to obey the law. These goddamn devils come into my township. Tear up the town, rip up the town, set shit on fire, bust out all the windows of the Capitol. You think about that. They haven't even charged these guys yet with the destruction of public property. Namely, the Capitol, they bust the windows out, tear the goddamn doors off. Well, you thought the door was so secure with double glass stained windows and all of that stuff combined, tear the goddamn door off and come on in the main house. I said, where is our man? Where is that goddamn vice president? Where is he hiding out? Where is Senator so-and-so? Where is Congressman such-and-such? That's what the devil is. And we want you to do a drive-by and say that didn't really happen. They're using Donald the Duck Trump to try to make it seem, though, he spent all the money he could put out there to say that shit didn't even happen. And don't you dare believe your lying eyes. Don't you know that devil is something? He is a master of deception. So teaches the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Anyone that could come in here and tear up all the stuff at the nation's capital, leave five body bags on the ground, and say, don't believe your lying eyes. That shit didn't really happen, did it? Look, I'm going in the state with Lindsey Graham, the biggest flip in the game. He's running out of the state, right? And he did a flip. Did he not do a flip? Ted Cruz did a flip. Mitch McConnell did a flip. One day, oh, this is the worst thing that could have possibly happened on Earth. Within 10 days, they're saying, well, you know, it wasn't so bad after all. Mitch, things are not so bad here. Canada, let's go. Well, we didn't see. It wasn't really that bad after all because we came out with our lives. So that didn't. Y'all want to look. Let's do a drive-by on that, fellas. Yeah, big majority of women look to be an intelligent man. Still want us to give him respect after watching him fly and scheme and flip and strip and drip and do all of these things. Do you want to still follow that kind of a government with a man that will stand there and lie and flip that this didn't happen right in my face in my own hometown? I know what happens here, brother. I don't have to guess from Truman Eisenhower to this goddamn hour. I know what's happening here at Capitol Hill. Y'all may not know. Oh, but Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar is up to date on this stuff. And I'm standing here telling you, they said it was the worst atrocity that ever happened. And with 10 days, all of that flipped around. And they're telling another story now to the media. To protect the interests of special interests, the so-called elitists. Well, I don't give a damn about no so-called. I can name Uncle Sam. I just want you to know the truth tonight. And we're saying this in unison. And we can go out here and say, tomorrow, never, ever again. Stay to the Capitol. Never, ever again. We got a potential fair city. It's just the wicked people been on the media in our city. But we got good people here in Washington, D.C. Because I'm one of them. And I ain't going to tell you it's all bad when I'm socializing with good people every day. I got at least 100 soldiers dipping in and out around me here. They never think about taking no goddamn COVID. They never think about distance ourselves like they said from each other and all that crazy. And I ain't got one case of COVID amongst me. So I'm not giving a damn about you, Uncle Sam, and your lies and your tricks, your COVID 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. You can count to 122. And I don't give a damn about your disease or your disease. Because we ain't going to fraternize. We're not going to practice a prolonged exposure to the opposition. We won't take that hardline position with you. We're going to be against, and this is what Jesus was telling you, that we are against us or you are with us. It ain't a whole lot of fence setting going on around here. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what color can what necessary when they ask to wear. And this is everyone is a vendor for their own soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the soul, and he said that he has given it to you as a gift and a loan, and he's given it to you purified. No, hell no, don't tell me you got this science somewhere else. You got that science right here. He gave your soul purified, and you are a temporary custodian over your soul. That's going to happen for a limited period of time. But during that time, from zero, being the time of conception in the womb, all the way up to 83.3, which is symbolical of a lifetime. My. How have you been a contender for your own soul? Did you work tirelessly to keep it purified? Did you seek to purify your soul and cleanse it on a daily basis? Or did you corrupt your soul? Because this is the point in life where you cannot compromise and you cannot fence it up in here. We'll make your rock cry. We make the tree cry. Make the house cry that you can't hide up under in 2 years. You got to come clean at this hour, for the lights are on, which is exposing the devil at this hour. And it's just like cracking a piece of whipping leather on him, no good cracker behind. And that's why they call him crack. He never stopped cracking the whip on us from 1865 to 1965. From 1965 to 2022, he's right there with me and you today, cracking the whip, committing massacre and mass execution, and this is just the modern form of lynching on our black behind at this hour. We will not tolerate it. We will not take it. And we say, what? Never. Never.
Never.
Ever again. Never. Because that's what the white man Zionist Jew would say to you. He would not allow you to do this. He would not tolerate you. Even when old wooden tooth Solomon Stern in New York City ran over a three-year-old in the black neighborhood. And I led a bunch of troops. We stormed, the synagogue in the neighborhood and said, bring him on out of here, Old Rabbi Solomon Stern. We got him on out of there, right? Got him down to the proper authorities and said, look here, this man ran over. We did a hit and run in the black neighborhood and ran straight to the synagogue.
Hey.
Not like the kid ran Washington, wooden tooth cracker, murdered somebody, and ran straight to the airport somewhere. And they sent him on to Israel. Say he got dual citizenship. We just got him over there. Somebody in that neighborhood and ran to Israel. Well, we ain't letting you out of here like that today. We're not letting you off the hook. When we said never, never, ever again, it's good for the goose and the gander, and it's for everybody.
Yep.
Law is good, and nobody is above the law. Is that right?
Exactly.
That's for all, and nobody is above the law. My. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God, is saying to us, my. Let not the loss of your possessions, nor the loss of your sons, cause you to swerve from the truth in a manner that it may cause you to do an injustice. So as a great nation would never practice this form of injustice against the humanity, especially our fallen humanity, given the contribution we have made to this nation. They should have never, ever, ever thought that they could practice this injustice and get off the hook. Why, we must say it together. Never.
Never.
Never again. We say never, never, never,
never,
never again.
Never again.
We allow them to do
black
this
power.
To us.
Black power.
Strong
black power.
The black that goddamn call for truth, for justice, and for divine black revolution. It's the only solution for the honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad. It's the only solution is you stand up for your revolution. He saw when Paul Revere saw them Peckerwoods, he said, the British are coming. They pull out their muskets. He said, pull out the muskets. The British are coming. And he shot them goddamn bloody Brits with Elton John says, for fear, the death of your freedom. He shot him right between the eyes. And he didn't stop shooting them goddamn bloody British. He shot him with no sharpshooters, with no goddamn army, with no goddamn navy. He made them bow down and surrender right here. There's a cracker named George Washington, calls another cracker from the bloody Brits, George Cornwallis, calls him to bow down and submit. And the South Carolina was the first to succession. That's why we're calling on South Carolina to be the first to succession. At this hour, for the executed Christmas addicts at the Boston Massacre, they fed him to the massacre. Some say they tampered with his gun and caused him to lose his life on the front line. But we've been sacrificed as a sacrificial lamb for the opposition, war after war, from the World War I on these Germans, World War II on the Japanese, Vietnamese War, Korean War, rumors of wars, the Desert Storm wars, the Iraqi and the Afghanistan wars, everything you can think of, we've been sacrificing black life on the front line. But when it comes back home, we got to face massacre from you. Again, back in South Carolina, Google, brother, says, I'm ordering you at this hour to Google Anthony Hill, and you'll find that they executed him in the same fashion. So we don't want to prolong this and take you all into oblivion. But you must understand comprehensively, you have to have a strong black military to call for black power at this hour. You have to have strong liberation forces in place in order to do this. So we will call for you, brothers and sisters, in the morning to be there by 5 o'clock p.m. tomorrow in Gaffney, South Carolina. And we will be there at the City Hall meeting to get justice for our beloved sister, Keisha Tate. We will be there for all that we need to do. For you, me, and your whole crew to get righteousness, to put things in place, but to not allow them to roll over us. Any questions or comments?
Black
before
power.
We leave the air.
Black power.
Yes, sir. I got black power.
I got
black
one.
Power.
Black
power.
Yes, sir. You got the mic, sir. Rock the mic,
me?
Sir.
Can you hear me?
Loud
and
clear over here.
I see someone
loud
on the Facebook. I saw someone on the Facebook. It was very awakening.
that there was a circus going on. Y'all might have seen it too. There was I put it on my page. It was hilarious. The circus was in town, and the lion tamers were. It was maybe two or three lion tamers in the cage with all these lions, and these lions should do like. I mean, our people should do like those lions did. One lion looked at the other lion and said, "So who the hell is he supposed to be? I mean, he's a man with the whip and the badge and the gun. We supposed to jump through that hoop when he say to jump through that hoop." That lion said, "Fuck that shit. I'm going to eat that motherfucker." So I'm saying our people need to wake up and realize who we are. We are a pack of panthers and lions. And who are they? Somebody cracking the whip. Let's not say, that's where it came from, the cracking the whip. He almost got ate by that lion.
He has never stopped cracking the whip. He's never stopped cracking the
whip. And I was cheering the lion on. As that lion was lightning to his ass, and I was like, "Black power!" So I'm just saying, I want to leave it at that. Let our people realize and remember who you are. We're the great warrior nation of Zulu warriors, of Ashanti warriors. You know, Ashanti warriors were hunting lions, and these crackers can't even go in the cage without damn near getting eaten by a lion. So remember who you all are, Black Panthers, Black Power.
Black Power.
So there you go. So Sister Michelle, if you're willing to pick us out with a prayer, I know she's always got a word of prayer for us if she's still there with us. Sister Michelle, you still with us? Yes, ma'am. If you guys have a word of prayer or a word of spirit to help us, to guide us to where we have to go in the morning.
Some call him Jehovah. Some call him Yahshua. Some call him Allah. I call him Christ, the Son of the Living God. Father God, I come to you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus. I ask you, Father God, as we travel to South Carolina, Gaffney, that you will watch over us, that you will cover us, that you will keep us and you will sustain us, that no harm will come to us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That we come to do what we're called to do and just fight and for the liberation of our people. So, devil, I speak a word to you, devil. I serve you notice to you, Satan. By the power of the living God, you have no authority over this situation in Jesus' name. Let righteousness prevail like a river. By righteousness in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for your goodness and your keeping power. Amen.
Amen, Lord.
Amen.
All that has been said and all that you could say, you know, our beloved Prince of Peace has said it best, and I know you will.
And all he control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to live happy eternally.
And it's the end of our show for tonight. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Alaikum salam. Black Power.
Black Power, we're going to call you right direct. Going three away and end this episode, yet another episode of Black Power Radio.